Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Yutes. We left over all the way, left off all the way at the top of the Amud, the Tepikle, the Havale Yoim Shenerek Boy Gedalia Ben Achikam. So we're in the middle of a Shtikl Sugya, so we should just start again from the beginning, very quickly, six lines from the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara asked the Kasha. Moisev Rav Acha Bar Huna. You'll recall you had a Machloikis yesterday, whether or not the Megillus Tanis still applies today. Megillus Tanis was a compilation of days on which there were Nisim v'Neflois to various communities in Klal Yisrael, and because of that, the Rabbanan at the time instituted that those days should be a Yoim Simcha, to the extent that when not allowed to go and have a institute a Tanis on that day, cannot make a fast day, and depending on the extent of the Nisim, some days were even more chomer that they didn't allow for hespedim. Hespedim means eulogies on those days. Question is, does that still apply today? So we had a machloikis. Rav Chanina said, "But the Megillus Tanis, that Megillus Tanis is no longer in effect." Rav Yochanan Shimon Levi said, "No, loy but the Megillus Tanis. Megillus Tanis still is in effect." So the Gemara asked the Kasha Moisev, again 6-7 lines on the top, from the bottom of Yud Ches Amid Beis. Moisev Rav Acha Bar Huna, Bitlos V'Tishrei B'Teilis Ad Kartim In Shtaraya. They made a Nai Yontif on the third day of Tishrei. What was the Yontif? Because they were Mavatel, the whole concept and the custom of people writing Haskorois, Hashem's name, in documents. Why would they write Hashem's name in documents? She goes to Malchus Yovan Zera. Initially, the Greek government had made a decree, Sholi Lahaske Shem Shemayim Alpiyam, that nobody was supposed to mention Hashem's name. Remember, the Hellenists, they were atheists, they didn't believe in Hashem, and they said, don't mention God's name. When the Chashmonaim were victorious, that not only should people be, feel free to say Hashem's name, but anytime they write a shtar, even a secular document, write in Hashem's name. And they would write Bishnas kach v'kach in the following year, the 10th year, the 20th year, the Yochim Koyin Godel, Lekel Elyoin, the Koyin Godel to Hashem Yisbarach. So therefore they mention Hashem's name in the shtar.
As a piercing, in relation for being silent for a while under...
They wanted to counteract right. The evil decree of before, and therefore they wanted Hashem's name to be spread and scattered throughout the world.
Shtaros were written in the name of the Kohen Gadol, not in the name of the Melech?
I wasn't there at the time, but so it appears.
Because earlier we had, you know...
Yes, absolutely.
Malka Yisrael, Malka...
Absolutely. And maybe they specially did it because they wanted to send it Hashem's name. Okay, Shisham, Chacham, Medav, Chacham, heard, Amru, Lemochas, Eprei, Eschoy, but you know what's going to happen if this is, for instance, a note. The uncle
at
owes...
At the time of Maccabi, there was no Melech.
Thank you.
Initially, there was no Melech in the times of the Maccabi.
Thank you. Thank you.
Didn't the Maccabi themselves take over the Melucha and they themselves became the kings?
Not initially. First, they served as Kohen. Only a later generation became Melech.
Thank you. So this is Stavlos and Hyrcanus and those guys. Thank you.
So this is historically. Yes, okay. So this is historically during that period of time when there was no Melech. Very good. Ishkoich. Anyway, so what does it say here in the Gemara? It says that the Nimtzishtar Mutl Biash, where somebody would pay off the note, and then what would they do with the note? They would tear it up and throw it in the garbage. And then for Chasishol Hashem's name is there in the garbage. Ubitlam, and therefore they will mavatal this custom. From now on, don't write Hashem's name in the shtaris. And this was such a tremendous victory on the part of the Chachamim that they will mavatal this terrible custom. Now this yontiv was not incorporated in the Megillus Tanis, but they made a yontiv out of it on the third day of Tishrei. If you're going to tell me that the old Megillus Tanis that had been accumulated over the years during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, now became a nullity, no longer in effect, it's bottle. Kamaisa bottle, achronaisa moisifin. The old Yom Tovim we forgot about, we're going to add new ones to the pile. That doesn't make sense. If it's a time of Tzar of Klal Yisrael, because of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, we no longer have any of the Yom Tovim. They're now just historical. They're no longer in effect. would they add brand new ones? That doesn't sound logical. And so therefore, says the Gemara, is the Chayra Raya that the Megillus Tanis still function and still valid and still in effect, and that's why we're adding more Yom Tovus? Is the Chshver on those Mandiyomim that say that bought the Megillus Tanis? Everyone Nishka Kasha Chumayiskin, and this whole story that we just spoke about is Bizman She Beis Hamikdash Kaim, but the Beis Hamikdash was still around. So Megillus Tanis was still in effect, according to everybody. The whole Machlokes is only post-Beis HaMikdash. But as long as the Beis HaMikdash is standing, of course, that Megillus Tanis is in effect, and therefore you can add more. Frey Timura, you're telling me that this is Bizman Shei Beis HaMikdash Kayim, but typically the Havali Yom Shenerek by Agdali Ben Achikam. Didn't we say yesterday when we went through the Posik, starting on the top of Yud Ches Amid Beis, Koyim Ar Hashem Tzvokos, Yoyim Harabi, Tzoyim Harabi, V'tzoyim HaChamishi, V'tzoyim HaShvi, V'tzoyim HaSir Yeh, L'Beis Yehuda, L'Sosain, L'Simcha. And the Gemara explained that Tzoyim HaShvi is referring to Gimel Tishrei, because Shvi is Tishrei, Gimel Tishrei, of course, is Tzoyim Gedalia, that it will become a Sosain L'Simcha. And then the Gemara said, Karlei Tzoyim, the Karlei Sosain L'Simcha, make up your mind. And the Gemara said, it depends. If the Beis HaMikdash is standing, it's L'Sosain. If there's no Beis HaMikdash standing, then unfortunately becomes a tzayim. It becomes a fast day. Well, if you're telling me that now is Bizman Shei Beis HaMikdash Kayim, so that it's a Yom Simcha, why do I have to have a new reason why Gimel Tishrei is a Yom Tov? It's already a Yom Tov, because Tzayim Gedali in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash was a Yom L'Sosain L'Simcha. Omer Av. The reason why they had to institute a brand new reason for being a Yom Simcha is to go and aser the previous day. Previous day means the day before the Yontif. That what? As we'll see in another 2-3 lines, if you want to just skip ahead to the fifth line, Desanya, Hayomim Ho'ela Haksuvim Megillus Tanis, those days which are written Megillus Tanis, not only are they Asurim, but Bein Lefneim, Bein Achreim, are also Asur. Not only you're not allowed to fast on those Yom Tovim, even the day before and the day after, on the Erev Yom Tov and on the Isru Chag, you're also not allowed to fast. That's how strong the Chachamim instituted these Yom Tovim, the Megillus Tanis. So therefore, that's the reason why on Gimel Tishrei, they added another layer and said, oh, this is because of Butler, the Adkarta Minshtaraya, so that not only that day would be a Yom Simcha, but even the day before and the day after, but a particular day before, that should also be Osir to go and fast on that day, meaning on the day of Beis Tishrei. So Merav Le'Nitzcha, a lesser Eshelafonav, that day should also be Osir, and that's why they said, don't forget not only Tzim Gedalia, but this new reason of the Adkarta Minshtaraya. Why are you telling me Beis Tishrei because it's the day before Gimel Tishrei? The reason why it's also because it's the day after Rosh Chodesh. I know everybody thinks to themselves, what about the fact that it's Rosh Hashanah? Okay, hold the question for a moment.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You're doing great. It's typically the Havli Yom Shalach Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it's after Rosh Chodesh. That would be a solid, good reason for not allowing for fasting. You just said, the fun of Uli Achra. I'll tell you why, because Rosh Chodesh de Eraisa, but the Eraisa loy boi chizuk. When do we have this that you're not allowed to fast the day before and the day later? That's only if you're talking about a drabonan de kiyantav. Drabonan de kiyantav, people go, yeah, it's only drabon. However, by the Eraisa, everybody knows the Eraisa, you're not allowed to go and fast on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So therefore we don't have to say, and therefore don't fast on Friday, and don't fast on Sunday, because the Raisa by Chizik. And since Rosh Chodesh is also the Raisa, so therefore out Rosh Chodesh you would be able to fast the day after Rosh Chodesh, meaning after Rosh Hashanah, but because it happens to be the day before the Yom Adkarta Minshtaraya, that's the reason why you cannot fast on that day. Now, how do you know there's a difference between the Araisa and the Rabbanan? The sign you said in the Braisa, Ayam Ma'ela Haksuvim B'Megillus Tanis, these days which are enumerated, not only are they Osir B'Tanis, but Asurim B'Ein Lefnei B'Lachrayim, even the day before and the day after is Osir. Shabbos V'Yom Toivim, However, you talk about a normal Shabbos, normal Yom Tov, you are allowed to fast on the day before, you're allowed to fast on the day after. What's the difference between one and the other? These are Dvar Torah. Everybody knows that you're not allowed to fast. Everybody knows that Shabbos and Yom Tov are special holy days, and they are Yimei Oneg and Yimei Simcha, so you don't have to go and add the day before and the day later. Halalo, however, you're talking about these new Yom Tovim, which are accumulated in the Megillas Ta'anis, they're only Divrei Sofrim. You have to go and be mechazik them. So now, before we continue on, you remember that Barry wanted to ask that why does the Gemara refer to Beis Tishrei as the day after Rosh Chodesh? Why don't we refer to the day after Rosh Hashanah? Says the Ritva, asks his kasha, and the Ritva says the reason why is because the Gemara knew already in the Hava Mina that by Divrei Torah ain't Tzrichen Chizuk, and that therefore, because of the fact that it's a day after Rosh Hashanah, Avada, you would not be able, you would be able to go and fast, because since you don't need Chizuk, it's no different than the day after Shabbos and the day after Yom Tov. Avada, you'd be able to go and fast on the day after Rosh Hashanah. However, the Gemara assumed that Rosh Chodesh was Dirabbanan. Since Rosh Chodesh, according to the Habman, is Dirabbanan, so they did do Chizik LeDivrayim, and therefore both the day before and the day after it should be Osir B'Tanis. Dirabbanan, it's Rechon Chizik. And therefore that's why the Gemara is asking, why do you have to go and tell me that Gimel Tishrei happens to be Anayi Yom Tov Kedei, that you should ask the day Shalafanov? Anyway, it would have been Osir because of the day after Rish Chodesh, and Rish Chodesh is Drabbanon, and therefore they also had to give Chizuk, so it's Osir already because of that. And for the Gemara, no, Rish Chodesh is also Diraisa. It's no different than Rosh Hashanah, no different than Shabbos, no different than Yom Tov, and therefore out Rish Chodesh Diraisa, you would be allowed to fast the day after Rish Chodesh, meaning on Beis Tishrei. That's why we had to go and make this new Yom Tov on the third day of Tishrei to go and tell you that you're not allowed to fast on the second day of Tishrei. Now, of course, after they made the Takana that there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, then you can't go and fast on the second day because it's Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, we're talking about during that period before they instituted that there should be a Din Rosh Hashanah of 2 days.
But even Haman, if I understand any other Rosh Chodesh, you might have that mistaken identity, the mistaken thought that Rosh Chodesh, the Isser of fasting, afterward is Midrabanan. But the exception would be the one Rosh Chodesh, which is a Torah holiday, mm-hmm. which is Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm.
Why would anyone need to give chizuk to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which, even when it's one day, is a Dereisa holiday? The whole thing, I understand why Rosh Chodesh Teves, Rosh Chodesh Adar, okay, Rosh Chodesh, it's Midrabanan, you know, maybe, etc., etc. But Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is in the Torah.
So for sure.
Exactly. So why,
if it was only Rosh Hashanah, it was not Rosh Chodesh, would you be allowed to fast on the second of Tishrei?
Yes.
Yes. Therefore, to Asr, the second day of Tishrei, from fasting, the Gemara says it's the day before Gimel, and since Gimel, that's one of these new Yom Tovim,
which is the umbrella of before and afterward.
Exactly. So that's why we made it a point to say that Gimel Tishrei is a Yom Tov to make sure that people should not go and fast on
Erev Gimel Tishrei.
Exactly.
Okay.
Basically, Mar goes back to the top of the Yomid once again, and they said, why did you have to make a Yom Tov on Gimel Tishrei? It's already a Yom Tov because it's same Gedalia. So you're saying, no, I wanted to go and enforce the rule and to legislate that not only can you not fast on Gimel Tishrei, you cannot fast on Beis Tishrei. So pray to Mar, you know why you can't fast on Beis Tishrei? Because Gimel Tishrei is Gedalia ben Achikam. And Gedalia ben Achikam is the Yoyim Sosin v'Simcha. It's the same thing as the Bittel Ad Kartam and Shtarai. What have I added by saying, Anai Yom Tov? Even before that, it's a Yom Tov Dirabbanan, because of the fact that it's Tzayim Gedalia. Om Ravashi Gedalia ben Achikam Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah Kivrei Torah Damu. The Gemara says is that since Tzoyim Gedalia is referenced in this pasuk, it's enumerated in the pasuk. Tzoyim Revi, Tzoyim Achalim, Tzoyim Hashvi. Tzoyim Hashvi is Tzoyim Gedalia, like we explained. Noim Bazoit, and it's like Divrei Torah. It gets the status of like Shabbos and Yontif and Rosh Hashanah and Rish Chodesh, that there would not be an Isur to fast the day before and the day later, to be able to go and establish that it's also to go and fast on the second day of Tishrei, we have to superimpose upon it this new Yontif called the Bittel Adkartim in Shtaraya, so that not only is Gimel Tishrei also to fast, but even Beis and even Dalet Tishrei. Masrav Tuvi by Master. So we go back again to the original Machloikis, whether or not Megillas Tanis is bottled in today's day or not. So Tiyamara Masrav Tuvi by Master. Be'ez v'taman yibay. Now this is in the Megillas Tanis, and it says that on the 28th day, Osis Psurtet Havtul Yudoi, a wonderful Psurtet Toiva came to the Yid. What was that psura? You no longer have to separate yourself from learning Torah. What does that mean? She goes to Malchus, unfortunately, the local government, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, these were the Romans, the Eniklach of our brother Esav and Edoin, that what they made exactly ask about Torah, that people should not learn. They should not have a bris milah. The people should be mechal Shabbos. Ma'os Yehuda ben Shamua v'chaverov. What did Yehuda ben Shamua do, and what did his chaverim do? Holch v'not lo eitzim matronisa. Achas. They went to a special lady, a matron. She called Gedoyli Roimi Mitzuyan Etzla, who was a great Knacker. She had a lot of influence and protection among the political figures. And Omr Lehem, and they told her this terrible decree, what should we do? Omr Lehem, so she said to them, I have an Eitzah Toiva. Boyu v'hivginu b'layla. What you should do is make a havgana. Even there it is. So today, you make a demonstration, it's a havgana, havgana. So go and make a protest at night against a demonstration, and do the best you can, and hopefully the gzera will be annulled. Holchu v'hivginu b'layla. They took her advice, and they made a havgana at night, and omru, and they cried out, presumably there were speakers, or maybe everybody said this in unison, Aishemayim! Aishemayim, says Rashi, is Lamana Kodesh Baruch Hu. In Yiddish, it would say, Laman Hashem. Laman Hashem, help us. Lo Yachichem Anachnu. You Romans, descended from Esav. Esav and Yaakov were brothers. Are we brothers? V'loi b'nei Av Echad Anachnu. Didn't we all come from Yitzchak Avinu? V'loi b'nei Eim Achas Anachnu. Didn't we all come from Rivka? Manish Tanina Mikaluma V'loshayin. Why are you distinguishing between us and all other nations? She'atem Goizrim Aleinu Gzeiris Koshois. That you're making these terrible decrees that we can't learn Torah, that we can't do Brisim, that we have to be Mechal Shabbos. And Baruch Hashem, the Eitzah worked. Ubitlam, and the government was mavatul, this whole terrible gzeira.
Why did they do it at night? What was so effective doing it at night then?
What do I know?
And I'm saying, is there any reason, unfortunately, any reason?
I didn't see anything. But you say, Yoy Masu Yomtif, and therefore, because of this miracle, that as a result of that, Afghana, they stopped the entire gzeira, the annulled gzeira, Mekmata Gansi Yomtif. You told me that according to those two giants, Rav Reb Chanina, Batl Megillas Tanis is Batl, they're adding brand new ones. If the book is closed, then we put it away on the shelf, and it's accumulating dust because it's no longer in effect. And now we're adding a Psanai Yontif on Chav Ches. Rashi says Chav Ches Adar, 28th of Adar, Psanai Yontif. Let's give the same terms as we gave before. It's talking about the Beis Hamikdash was still around, and then there was a terrible gzeira, and Baruch Hashem, the gzeira became bottle, and so therefore that's the reason why the Megillas Tanis was still in effect. Says Yemara, but that's impossible. But Yehuda ben Shemua, how did we start off? That Yehuda ben Shemua v'chaveirav, they went to ask the Matronisa. Who was this Yehuda ben Shemua? He was a Talmud of Rav Meir. How do I know he's a Talmud of Rav Meir? As we'll see in the Mishnah, in another two lines, that Yehuda ben Shmuel was a Talmud of Rav Meir. And when did Rav Meir live? Rav Meir lived three or four generations after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. How do I know? So you have a rear Rashi that goes through a little bit of history. If you look at Rashi halfway down the Amid, Rav Meir Basar Churban Hava, says Rashi, not just Basar Churban, Kama Doirois. Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yechim and Zakai Churban Bais. We know that the Churban Beis Hamikdash took place at the time of Yechim and Zakai, and that he was the one that made various takanois to remember the Churban and Meir Yibana Beis Hamikdash, Yemanaf Kula Yasser,
right,
things that we had.
The next day, in case the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt,
exactly.
Omer is only Mechadesh only Mutra on the 17th.
Perfect. So Rabbi Yechman Zakhtai, I mean the night of the Leil. Anyway, so the Yom Nafkula Yosef, the day is also, but at night is okay. But getting back to Yimor, look back to the Rashi. So Rabbi Yechman Zakhtai lived at the time of Churban Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Elazar was his Talmud, Talmidahaya. And Rabbi Kiva was Talmid Shir Belezer.
Right.
So now we have Rabbi Yechman Zakai, we have Rabbi Elazar, we have Rabbi Kiva, Kinam Rima Shloi Arba Misois, that Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Belezer as well as of Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi doesn't go into that. Rabbi Meir was a Talmid Shir Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Meir was now a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, Kinam Rima Parakama the Erevin, Kamokh Shat the Moitim Shim Rabbi Shmuel, Omar Talmud Echel of Ne Rabbi Kiva, Eile Ella Rabbi Meir. Ah, so therefore Rabbi Yechman Zakai was a Talmud of the Churban. After him was Rabbi Elazar, after him was Rabbi Kiva, after him was Rabbi Meir. And now we come to Yehuda ben Shmuel. That's already four or five generations after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So obviously the Beis Hamikdash is no longer standing. And we're adding brand new Yom Tovim and say, open up the Megillas Tanis, throw in one more. Chav Ches Adar. That's when they won this protest against the terrible decree of the Romans. So if you mark it back to four lines in the bottom, V'chitei Mochanam, Yedban Shmuel, Yishkai, Yehuda ben Shmuel, Talmid Asher Rameyah, was Basar Achiyam. We know that. We don't have to prove that Ramey was Basahati, that was the Rashi. But how do I know that Yehuda ben Shmuel was a Talmud of Ramey? Didn't I? Sacha Mishnah. Who is that Mishnah? It's a Mishnah in Mesechtes. Mesechtes. He brings it from Shabbos. That's right. Ches.
Shabbos.
Shabbos Teslov. Yeah. It's in Sarchlim. No, for sure. But it's in Sarchlim. It's a mistake. It's not a Mishnah. It's a Braitha. Desani, which time? The Braitha. Kleis chuchish and nikvu vehetif letoichen ever or avor. What's the halacha? So what is this talking about? You have a kleis chuchis. Rashi has two pshatim. We'll learn with the first pshat of Rashi, where the shchayra works better in the text of the Gemara. You started off with a glass kli. A bowl, lemoshel, and nikfu, unfortunately, it got a hole in the bowl. What happens now as a result of that hole? Assuming that it's large enough, it's tahar, it's no longer tame. What happens now? The hate of the toichan avar. They didn't want to throw out this bowl. This is a bowl that they had yarshined from eight generations before, had tremendous sentimental value. So what do? They went and made a plug. They plugged it, you can't plug it with glass. They plugged it with avar. Avar is with lead. So they filled up the hole with lead, and now you can use the kli again, and everybody was so happy. What's the din? What's the status now of this kli? Umr Shem Gamliel, Yehuda ben Shemua, that's Ali Yehuda ben Shemua that we're talking about. Mitamei Mishum Rameir. Oh, so I see Yehuda ben Shemua was a Talmud of Rameir. If he wasn't a Talmud of Rameir, at least he was a contemporary of Rameir. But certainly he wasn't the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Now what means that he's Mitamei? Says Rashi, Chozra L'Tamason Hayishana. After all, this was a kli schuches that previously was Tamei. It became Tohar as a result of the Nekev. They filled up the Nekev. Guess what? Chazra atar liyoshna, chazra tamasan yishana, it becomes tummy again. Now, normally, Rashi points out, we don't say that at least chuches is chazra tamasan yishana. We only say that by metallic kalim and not by glass kalim. But over here, since the plug was made out of
lead,
made out of metal, it has now the status like a kli matchis. The hakol hoylech acher ha-ma'amid. Ma'amid means this stopper, this plug. The rest of the kli is all indebted to, bottled to the ma'amid, because if it wouldn't be for that plug,
it's useless.
It's a useless kli. So therefore, even though you and I look upon it as being a glass kli, halachically it's considered to be a metallic kli. And since it's metal, Chazra to Masan Yishan. That's the Chiddush of Yehuda ben Shmuel Mishum Rameh. Chachamim mitar. Chachamim say no. The Iker is a great schuchet. It's taka true that you plugged it. V'lei azli baser mamet. I don't go baser mamet, and therefore it remains tohar since it had a hole in it. It remains tohar forever, even though you've plugged it up forever. Until next time, it touches an avela or a dead chariot, etc. Anyway. That's just getting off on a tangent. The only thing we wanted to bring a right from that price is that Yehuda ben Shmuel is a Talmud Rebbe. So therefore this took place years and years after the Chorban HaBayis, and they're still adding new Yom Tov. Is the Chasimin that Megillas Tanis loy batla? Everything went to Noi. The truth of the matter is the Machloikis that we started off yesterday, Machloikis Amayroim, is in fact a Machloikis Tanoim, whether Megillas Tanis is still in effect or not, the sign with another Braisa, Yomim Wailu, Haksuvim Megillas Tanis, Beim is Mancha Beisa Migdosh Kayom, Beim is Mancha Ein Beisa Migdosh Kayom, Asurim, Divremeir. Oh, Megillas Tanis, even when Ein Beisa Migdosh Kayom, all of those Yom Toivim is still an Isur of fasting or eulogies, like it says in the Megillas Tanis. Oh, so in other words, even today, even after Beis Midrash, it's still Asur. So we see from this that the Megillas Tanis loy batla. If you see Oymen, this much Beis Midrash Kayim, Asurim, Mnesha Semcha Hilahem, and Beis Midrash Kayim, Utar Mnesha Evil Hulahem. Unfortunately, since the Chorban Beis Midrash were all in mourning, so therefore, all of these new Yom Toivim will become bottled. Ah, come to Chayis, the Machloikis. Yes, these are Machloikis Tanoim, so you can't go and ask a knockout Kasha from that Braisa with Yehuda ben Shemua. Oh, I see that that Megillas Tanis loy bottled. In fact, the Machloikis, he holds like these Mandi Yomer and like these Tanoim is Yon, these hold like the other Tanoim is Nisht. So what's the Halacha Lamaisa? So, the Hilchasa bottlu, all the Megillas Tanis Yom Toivim are bottled. The Hilchasa loy batlu, and the Allah is that they didn't become batlu. I mean, come on, you're pulling my leg. Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa, you have no astir of the Yodanish. To loy kasha kan b'chanuk uporim kan b'shar yoimi. The nafkimina is between the regular rank and file Yom Tov and Megillas Tanis no longer apply. However, Chanukah Purim are exceptions to the rule. Why the exceptions? The Gemara doesn't say. But remember we said yesterday that Chanukah is special because the Mefaris and Nisa, special Pesumei Nisa. Here too, not only Chanukah Purim, both of them are Pesumei Nisa. We want the whole world to know about these wondrous, beautiful miracles that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wrought for us. Signed the times of the Chashmonaim by Chanukah and signed by Esther and Mordechai in the times of Purim. So therefore, those continue out of Yom Hazeh, but all the others have become Grada, although the Gemara doesn't go into it. Now that we're saying that Chanukah and Purim continue, and after all we said that all those Yom Toivim which are not D'Oraisas, they're D'Rabbanan, what's the din? Not only are they Asur B'Tanis, but the day before and the day after are all to Asur B'Tanis.
Tanis Esther should be Asur.
Shver, the day before Purim is always Tanis Esther. Is the Chagansa problem. So what do you do with that? See, Mefarshim Masav Kash. And the answer is a simple answer. Since we said back on the Amid Aleph that if it's Divrei Kabbalah, it's Kidivrei Torah, Ein Tzrichim Chizuk, the Tzoyim Gedalia, because there's a reference to it. This Tzoyim Hashvi, it doesn't require Chizuk, and therefore there is no Isser of the day before and the day after. That's why we had to add the Gimel Tishrei, the Bittel of the Akar Tamin Shtaraya. Ah! Purim, if anything, is even much more Divrei Kabbalah.
It's Nixuvim.
Hagansa say from Megillas Esther. So therefore, Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah. You would be allowed to go and make a Tanis, and that's why it's actually allowed for a Tanis Esther before Purim after all. Al Elam Ne Rosh Hashanah Malter Yom Ne Takones HaMoyaves. So we have back in the Mishnah that six times a year they sent out the Shluchim to advise all of the people in the Gola that when Rish Chodesh was set, so they should know when the various Yom Tovim are, etc. So it said in the Mishnah, they would go out in El, even though in El itself there's no Nafkemina, Legabi Yom Tovim, there's no Yom Tovim in El, but in Rosh Hashanah, because if they know that El was, for instance, on Ichvais, Rish Chodesh El was on Monday, then they'll know when Rosh Hashanah is. How will they know? Because V'derach Klal Al Pi Roiv, El was always 29 days, and the 30th day is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Ah, so it was very important to send people out on Rosh Chodesh El, to tell them that it was Tuesday was Rosh Chodesh instead of Monday or instead of Wednesday, whatever it was. And therefore, that's very vital that people should know the date of Rosh Hashanah. And then they sent out also in Tishrei, meaning after Rosh Hashanah, they took on some of the others, for Yom Kippur and for Sukkot. So, Frank Timora, since you just told me now that we know when Rosh Hashanah is because, you know, you go bus and ride, let's say 90% of the time, 95% of the time, El is always 29 days, and therefore Rosh Hashanah is going to be in the 30th day, okay, so I know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, add now 9 more days, and you're going to get to Yom Kippur, and add another 4 or 5 days, and you're going to get to Sukkot. So why do they send out on Tishrei? Maybe on top, but still more brutal. Maybe this is one of those rare years where they were Ma'aber El. And El wasn't just 29 days, El was 30 days, and therefore Rosh Hashanah was pushed off a day. And that's why when I want people to know, it's true, you all thought, based on Roiv, of most years, that Rosh Hashanah was on Tuesday, but really it should have been on Wednesday, because El Ma'aber, Dilbe Brul El, from Reb Chinda Bar Kahana, Omer Rebbe, since Ezra until now, doyre later, never did you find El Ma'ober. So why do you have to bother sending out the shluchim in Tishrei? So Timura, leimatzinu lo itzrich. You know why leimatzinu El Ma'ober? Because there was no need. Itzrich, however, if there's a need, mi'abrinan lei, we will be ma'aber el. What means that there's a need? We don't go into it today, Mitch, we're going to go into it tomorrow. It says, Rashi, mishum yarka, or mishum messiah. What does yarka and messiah mean? Again, tomorrow is going to talk about that in greater detail tomorrow. But bekitzur, what it means is, what happens if you would have a situation where Yom Kippur came out on Sunday? As you know, Yom Kippur cannot come out on Sunday according to today's calendar. However, theoretically, Yom Kippur could come out on Sunday. If Yom Kippur came out on Sunday, we'd have problems of Yarka. What means Yarka? People right after Yom Kippur are hungry. They need to eat. If Yom Kippur falls out during the week, L'mashal, on Monday, so then Sunday afternoon, before Yom Kippur, I can make sure to go and cut whatever fruits or vegetables I'm going to need, so that right after Yom Tov is over, I'm going to have vegetables and fruit that won't be as fresh as if they were cut today. I can't cut it today after this Yom Kippur. But it won't be more than 25, 26, 27 hours old, so it'll be ashtikul fresh. Remember, they didn't have refrigeration in those days, so this was very, very important to them. That's okay. Same thing, Chas V'Shalom, if Rachman Litzlan, a person passed away right before Yom Tov, or for that matter, on Yom Kippur itself. If Yom Kippur is on a Monday, okay, we'll wait until Monday night, right after the Tanis is over, right after Yom Kippur, and we'll announce, Rabbi Said is going to be Nebuch Levi until the 2-3 hours, and come. That's if Yom Kippur falls out during the week. But if Yom Kippur falls out on a Sunday, so the Gabi Yarka, as far as the food is concerned, the earliest, or I should say, the latest time that they could possibly cut the vegetables would be Chavais Friday afternoon, 10 minutes before Lechtzin. But by the time you're going to eat it on Sunday night, it's already going to be 48 hours by that time, right? Because you cut it on Friday, and now Shabbos, and now Sunday night after the fast. By now, those Yarka and those Peiris are all going to be pretty much, if they're not rotten, but at least spoiled.
Bruised,
exactly. And people are not going to, and people have to eat, you know, they haven't eaten now Yom Kippur, I don't have to tell you, it's a heavy duty to us. And therefore, we want to have fresh fruit and vegetables and fresh whatever. And besides that, what happens if Chas V'Shalom, a person passed away on Friday afternoon right before Shabbos? Or it's a normal Shabbos, and you're buried right after Shabbos. What happens if the person passed away in Shabbos itself? Okay, Matzah Shabbos. But now if you're going to have 2 days straight, if you have Chas V'Shalom a mess from late Friday afternoon, you can't bury on Shabbos. You can't bury on Yom Kippur. By the time Matzah Yom Kodesh, Nebuch HaSatan HaGroyse B'Zoyin HaMess, Nebuch the mess will already, there'll be a stench, because the body will never deteriorate, etc. So because of that, the Chacham instituted, never have Yom Kippur on Sunday, always move it over to another day of the week. So therefore, says the Gemara, although you're 100% right, from the times of Ezra and Metzina El Ma'over, in terms of the normal calculations, El should be 29 days and not 30 days, but because of this overriding concern of Yarek and Messiah, we sometimes have to make adjustments. And therefore, even though Rosh Chodesh should have been on day X, because of these calculations and adjustments, we have to make it on the next day. We would be ma'abalei. And that's why we have to go and send out the shluchim to tell everybody, Baruch Hashem, there were no changes, or there was a change. People should know exactly when Rosh Hashanah either was or should have been, and then when Yom Kippur and Sukkot will be in Yesh Hashem. Freit Yimara, all of that sounds very logical, a mekalkel Rosh Hashanah. As a result, if in fact the Bezin's going to decide at the end of El, we have to add one more day, because otherwise Yom Kippur is going to come out on a Sunday, and we don't want that, so that means that the Rosh Hashanah that we all observed a few days ago, in Gola, that they didn't know about the fact that they made this adjustment, they all celebrated Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day. They blew Shofar on the wrong day. They ate the Simanim on the wrong day. Okay, Nishkefelech. But the point is that they didn't observe Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah, because we all relied that I know when El is. I know that El 99% of the time always ends after 29 days and Rosh Hashanah is on the 30th day. This year the Chacham decided to make it on the 31st day. Why? To push off Yom Kippur, or to push off Sukkot, or whatever, as we'll see Mitchum tomorrow, all the Cheshbonis. So Mutiv, so it's on the Kalka Rosh Hashanah. To Mutiv, to Kalka Rosh Hashanah, but he's Kalka Lukulu Mayadois. I prefer that, unfortunately, with hindsight, it's taka true, we observe Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day. I prefer that rather than having the concern of the Yark and Messiah that apply to Yom Kippur and the Sukkot, which we'll learn about in Yed Hashem tomorrow. Take an Ami. I'll prove to you that that's the reason why we send that Shluchim and Tishrei, depending on Tishrei, they takonas on Mayadis. It doesn't say Mimneha Mayadis, because of the Tikkun Mayadis, because we may have had to make an adjustment to the calendar for the Mayadis. That's the reason why we send out Shluchim in Tishrei. The Alkisa Mechanica, the Odom and Neapurim. Zokti Yimora, we left out one. Vilin this Abra Hashana, Yoitzen Afal Odesheni, Mneapurim Loikatani. Why don't we say also that what happens if it's an Ibiyur, then not only do you send out an Odor, but you have to send out an Odesheni to let everybody know, or a boy side, there's a second Odor. And the first Odor ended on this day, the second Odor begins on that day, so we should know when Purim is. By the fact that our Mishnah doesn't mention it, is Masis and Dulei Karevi. Lechor, our Mishnah argues with Rabbi, the Sanya and the Brisa, Rabbi said very clearly, Rabbi Oimer, in this Abra Hashana, Yoitzen, Afal, Odor Hashani, Memnea Purim. Why does it say that in the Mishnah? So tomorrow, Lame Baka Mitzvigi. Lechor, it's very, very simple. I'll tell you why. The Marsava Kol Mitzvah San Lehagos Besheni, Noihagos Berishain, U Marsava Kol Mitzvah San Lehagos Besheni, Ein Lehagos Berishain. One man the Amr holds, meaning our Mishnah, that all those mitzvahs which are noig b'sheini, meaning Megillas Esther and Shlach Monis and Matan Slav Yoinim, in other words, all of the Purim Dikadinim, the Nehagas Berishain. If instead of doing it in Odor Sheni, Lamashal, you didn't even know there was an Odor Sheni. For instance, this year Mitzvah is going to be an Odor Sheni. What happens to be in a remote congregation somewhere? They didn't have a luach, they didn't realize, and they made Purim in Odor Rishon, and then the next month they think is Nissan, and then somebody calls them and sends them an email and a fax and all the rest. Rabbi Yisrael, you made a mistake. This year there's an Odor Sheni. There's going to be Nissan is only going to be 30 days later. Oy, 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 oy. Should we now have a new Purim in the second month? No, according to this man, if you did it with the Yevon and other Rishon, you're Yoitza, you don't have to have a new Megillas Esther, you don't have to have a new Sudas Purim, and you don't have to come up masqueraded with all types of masquerades, with all types of faces, and you don't have to go and give Shlach Munas again, and etc., etc. In Zokti Gemara, that's what our Mishnah holds. So that's why you don't have to send out for Odor Sheni. If they didn't know this Odor Sheni, so they didn't know Odor Sheni. Big deal. They were Mekayim all the mitzvahs Berishon. Of a Rebbe, he said, no, come mitzvah nehagas b'sheni, ain't nehagas b'rishon. Even if you went and laid the Megillah 12 times on Purim in Odor Rishon, you were not yoitz, and you got to do it again in Odor Sheni. And that's why Rebbe said, send out shluchim to let them know that it's Odor Sheni. L'chayr, even without this machlekes, the reason why you have to send out the shluchim is to tell them that it's Odor Sheni and not Pesach, because otherwise people will assume, and like a regular
days,
normal
30
year.
30 days after Purim is Pesach.
Exactly. So L'chayr, because of that, everybody should agree that you have to go and send out, not because of Purim, even though I was yoitz of Purim, but I got to know what Pesach is. The Tois already asked this kasha.
He said, the Mishnah said, Yashlach Yosef Al-Nisan. Yom Al Nisan. So we know that they know Ashulchan are coming for Nisan. They don't show up. They realize, oh, maybe there was an Adar Sheni.
So you're answering your question.
Yeah.
Okay. So you ask the question: Who Moisiv? Who come a Farik? So if you look at the Toises, Masis and Doi Kareb, even Toim or the Tana Dinan, Kim Doi Nafki Al Adar Sheni. Since Amish is a Yiran, Hey Chiyadu Shin Zabra Shana. How would they know? As Mishlem in Ibrua Kaidim Adar, if the Ibr Shana took place before, in other words, they spread the word already before Adar, Yecholim Lohidim Ayidei Shluchi Adar. So when the Adar Shluchim are going out, they can say, Erboisai, we're telling you not just one message, one Rish Chodesh Adar was, but good news, next month is going to be an Adar Shaini, and then there's going to be Nissan, and therefore people should know. Ab Imrua Achaka, Ibrua Achaka, what happens if the decision to be Ma'abra the Shana was only made after the Shluchim left on Rish Chodesh Adar? Hechi Adi. So you're going to wait, you're going to ask, how late can you be Ma'abah? We learned this not too long ago. The Mabrinan Hashana Kol Adar, according to some, you can Ma'abah until the final minute before they announce when Rish Chodesh Nisan is. You could still make Adar at the last moment. L'chol HaPachas, and others say, no, only at Purim, not beyond Purim. Why? Because Purim is 30 days before Pesach, and people are already in the Pesach mode, and if they're going to hear from the Darshanim, oh, we changed our minds, it's no longer Chametz Matzah in 30 days from now, it's going to be 60 days, then people in Mezalzel and say, the rabbis don't know what they're talking about, what's going on. Hey, we had a machloikis. How late can the Bez and Agadu decide on the Ibur? Or they can decide the whole Adar, or the whole Pachas Adpur. But if the Shluchim already went out for Adar, and the decision was only made later, how will they know whether the next month is Adar Sheni, or whether it's Nisan? This is your teretz. Since Shluchim go on, and this, like it says in the Mishnah, Memeliadi, Kishigir Rish Chodesh, the ain't Shluchim Yoitzim, what happens is what they thought is Rish Chodesh Nisan, and everybody's saying, oh, you'll see tomorrow, Achushim Yid is going to come from Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to go and tell us when Rish Chodesh was. Guess what? Tomorrow happens, the next day, and the next day, and the next day, nobody's arriving on the scene. Same came, they will know automatically, Hashem Muberes by default. If nobody's around, it must be that it's a Shanim Ubers. Anyway, so that's the machlokes between our Mishnah and Rebbe, whether the mitzvahs are nehagas b'sheni, nehagas b'rishon, and therefore there's no need to send out Shluchim because we're already mekayim hilchas Purim, or maybe not. So that's the machlokes. So you're more like, everybody agrees that the mitzvahs that apply to the other sheni, meaning during Purim, etc., in Hagas Barishan, if you already did them on Rishon, you did a very nice rehearsal, and since you meant L'shem Shemayim, there's no question you'll get credit for that up in Shemayim, up Alamaisa, you still gotta perform and observe Purim Bizmanoi in other sheni. So I'm gonna say, what's Machlik? The question is, how many days are we going to add as a result of the Shana Mu'uberes? This time you have the price. Kama Ibr Shana, when we're adding this additional month, how many days are there? Lamed Yoyim, 30 days. Reb Shem Gamliel Oymer, Chodesh. So therefore, Lamed Yoyim is a fixed thing. So we don't have to go and let everybody know when Rish Chodesh is going to be for Adar Sheni, because everybody knows that the Ibr Shana over here is not referring to the next Chodesh, meaning Adar Sheni, but it's referring to Adar Rishon. They're telling everybody how many days were there in Adar Rishon. Well, everybody knows it's 30 days. It's a set thing. So we don't have to go and send that special shluchim. However, the Rebbe holds, no, it's Chodesh. Since it's Chodesh, people are not going to know. Reb Shem Gamliel Oymer Chodesh. Pray tomorrow, Maishna Lamed Diyadi, Chodesh Nami Yadi. Meaning that the Gemara assumed in the Havamina that when he said Chodesh, it means 29 days, as opposed to the Tanakhama that said it's 30 days. So if everybody knows that the extra month, the Adar Rishon, in an Ibayur, is 29 days. Again, I don't have to send out Shluchim because everybody knows. Either they heard already or nobody's going to come, like Tosis just said now. So they know how many days do we have to add or do we have to calculate for other region? 29 days. So Ibazoi, why do you have to send out Shluchim? Everything Gemara, Amra Papa, Mandiyama Chodesh Rotza. Chodesh Rotza Shloshim. That's why Reb Shem Gamliel didn't say 29. It would have been much simpler. Tanakhama says 30 days, Reb Shem says 29. No. He said specially Chodesh to tell you that sometimes it's 29 and sometimes it's 30. That's why Rebbe said, then you have to go and send out a special shliach for Adar Sheni for people to know. When does Adar Sheni begin? That's the machloek between our Mishnah and Rabbi. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Lei Mishum Kilek Hadushim Yishlayim Al Shnei Adorim Shemakachem Oysam Beyoyim Ibureyim. What Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said in the name of Kilek Hadushim Yishlayim, that the Shnei Adorim always you mekadosh them Beyoyim Ibureyim, meaning in an Ibur, the new day of Rosh Chodesh is on the day that otherwise could have been the Ibur Chodesh. What does that mean? When you have a regular Chodesh of 29 days, it's 29 days month. What happens if you decide to make a Chodesh Mu'uber, not a Shana Mu'uber, it's a Chodesh Mu'uber, you make a 30-day month. Ah, so therefore, he's saying that the Shnei Adorim were always Mekadosh them on the 30th day. That's when we established the new Rish Chodesh. Why? Because the Chodesh Ador is always 29 days, and we're going to be Mekadosh the next month, the Yom Yiburein, on the 30th day, to call that new Rish Chodesh. So therefore, says him, Allah Memra, the Chasrin Avdina. What is the Eidus of Rishu ben Levi coming to tell us? That always these 2 months of Adar, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, are always Chasein, always 29-day months. Malein Levi didn't begin to make them 30 days. Lafukim, the Midorash of Nachum Bar Chizda, and in the Vav, Maseiros HaShas adds, the Dorash of Nachum Bar Chizda, and I'll just repeat it again, that what? That Heyed Rebbe Simoi, Mishim Chagiz Chayim Malachi, Al Shnei Adorim, Shem Rotel HaSoysen, Shnei En Malayim, Oysen, Shnei En Chaseirin, Oysen. Echen Molivi Echen Chaser, Oysen. You can do any one of three choices. You can make both of them 30-day months, you can make both of them 29-day months, and you can make 29 and 30. And so therefore it says, Reb, see, that's what the Reb Nachman Yitzchak Bar Chizda came to tell us, that no, that you have a lot of discretion here. And not like Hey Reb Yeshua ben Levi, that there are always two chasim. And says, "Vekach hoyinoag in begoyla," and that's how they were noig begoyla. Sometimes two times 30, two times 29, 29 and 30. Mishum Rabbeinu, actually says Rabbeinu is referring to Rav. The oylam echad mala viechad chaser. In a normal, regular year, the first month is going to be a mala, 30-day month, and the next month of the in the other sheni in an ibiyur. The oilam echad malei, the first one udarishin is going to be malei, and the udarsheni is going to be chaser. Aji vada lecha shehuk for Rosh Chodesh v'zmane, unless and until you heard otherwise. But if you didn't hear otherwise, you can assume always that it's echad malei be echad chaser. Sholchali la marukva, odar samach lenisan li oilam chaser. So they sent to Marukva that the odar samach lenisan is always chaser, which is consistent with what we just said now. The oilam echad mali, meaning that the first odar rishon is mali, the echad chaser, the odar sheni is chaser. That's what they told them, that the odar samach lenisan, which is odar sheni, is oilam chaser. Okay. Is Moser Nachman, al shnei chadoshim mechalnes haShabbos, al nisan v'al tishrei. Now this mechalnes haShabbos is a new concept. Until now we were talking about the shluchim going out. They were never mechal Shabbos. The shluchim actually said that in the Mishnah. They only went and traveled on weekdays. This mechalnes haShabbos is referring to the Edim that are being accepted by the Pesach Hagadol in Yerushalayim. Those Edim that say, we saw the Levana b'chidusha. They are allowed to be mechal Shabbos, in the sense that the Lord says chutz l'tchum, to come to Bezdin and to tell them, Rabbi Yisai, we saw the Levana kach v'kach on the horizon. They ask him to come to Drisha v'chakira, and then they accept their aides.
That means only tchum is mutter, not riding on a wagon or other means? Rashi says,
on the tchum. So it sounds like it's on the chutz l'tchum. And maybe you're right, maybe on a wagon as well. Basish. As Muslim, maybe we'll still have it. Because of 2 months, you've got to be Mechal Shabbos on Nisan V'Tishrei. And the reason why we assumed is because people have to know whether it's Chosid, whether it's Molei, for purposes of Nisan for Pesach and Tishrei for Yom Kippur and for Sukkot. So let's go back and talk about Nisan. That Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Olam, you have the two Edom coming to Mechal Shabbos to go and let the Bezin Agodol know when they saw the new Levana on the horizon, the new moon. So, why are you allowing them to be Mechal Shabbos? Didn't you just say that it's always going to be Yamas Bishleimet? So now, if you're going to always tell me that Odr Sheni or the Odr Hasamach Lenisan is always Chaser, then I know when Rish Chodesh Nisan is going to be. they already sent out Shluchim at Rosh Chodesh Adar to tell everybody when Purim was, or will be, so we know in Rosh Chodesh Adar. And we know that the order of Samach HaNissan in every year, whether it's a Ibiyor or a regular, it's always Chasim, so I know. Then I would understand that if there is this discretion, a Mulya, a Mulnisht, then that's why you have to send out.
So it's going to be day 30.
Exactly. So that's why the Eidim have to be Mechal Shabbos to let the Bezdin know X, Y, and Z. Why should it go be Mechal Shabbos? After the Mishnah, the mitzvah le kaddish al ri'ah. Really, should say mitzvah le kaddish al pi ri'ah, meaning that even though the Bezdin knows when the chodesh will be, because automatically we just said it's going to be chaser. Nevertheless, it's a special mitzvah that they should go and make their kiddush mekudesh chodesh based on Edom coming and testifying as to what happens. How do I know that? Says Rashi on the second line, Al Ria Al Pi Edom Tachsid Achodesh Zelachem Roish Chadoshim Kazeh Roei VeKadesh. First, you have to have a Ria, and then you have a Kiddush. So even though the Bezim was all ready to make their proclamation on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Boisei today is Rosh Chodesh, nevertheless, it's a mitzvah to wait for the Edom to go and come. We'll stop over here, Mir Tashem, and continue tomorrow with the Ikka the Amri. Have a wonderful day, Baruch HaBatzlucha Zagevich.